Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Becky of the Becky Bookamelia Book Club and If You Speak Network Talk Live Radio Show. This great show is hosted by Becky G, who is clearly still very much at home on the microphone. And as she introduces the world to great authors and share great book topics from her vast collection of books by authors around the world, come and be a part of the Becky Book Club by dialing into the studio at 347-9205-9535. At 11 o'clock a.m. p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For I know the thoughts that I have for you, said the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. An avid reader has found her heaven on earth, and she shares her love for the written word with her audience. Come and catch the blaze right here on Becky Bookamelia Book Club. And now we will wrap up what we started last evening for our premiere Thursday night show. We spoke about giving yourself permission. We were speaking to women. We were speaking from How to Make Love to a Man. And this is a great little book that gives you insight to the thought process of man, if you will, in regard to the bedroom atmosphere. And we spoke on the two anonymous men who said that lots of women deal sexually in their head, follow their gut, and not think, they would be so much better off. And then we went on to say that we women need to stop being so inhibited by all of the antics that are inbred in us from our youth. And we talked about the male's desire for us to get over the fact that we were taught that the genitals were nasty and that they even want us to caress their genitals in a way that gives them pleasure, and they claim that it will also, if we can get past our inhibitions, give us pleasure. Now, if we are able to identify this teaching in our minds and get out of our head and get into the moment, if you will, then according to what the men said in this research, we can become better bedfellows, if you will. As a partner in a conservative brokerage firm in Houston, Stuart is a man who is accustomed to directing hundreds of people and manipulating millions of dollars daily. A tall, attractive, athletic-looking widow of 52, he is one of the most eligible men in Texas. He's also honorary chairman of major fundraising drives. On a Tuesday morning several months ago, he found himself in his mahogany panel office face-to-face with a reporter from one of the city's daily newspapers. She asked me about the current fund drive, about the projected figures, about the percentages of administrative cost for the charity, about the pictures of my children on my desk, about what I was doing for dinner that evening. I had never been approached so directly by a woman, and I was charmed. Nina made all the plans, led me like a lamb to our favorite small neighborhood restaurant. She even suggested a wine. I never met a woman who dared to do that with me. When I asked her for the check, the waiter said to me, "Everything's been taken care of, sir." I found out later that Nina had arranged to have the bill sent to her. Stuart was so involved in business, he hardly noticed that I was a woman, explained Nina. But I thought he was a very interesting man. Power is, you know, but the real reason we get along so well is we both know how to make things happen. Our relationship would never have developed if I had made the first move. Among their most recent moves have been a romantic 2 days at the hideaway in the mountains and another equally romantic 2 days spent painting Nina's kitchen. Nina is a decisive and aggressive woman, and what she wants in bed is about everything else. For a man like me, it's a new and exciting experience just to lie back and have a woman take care of things. After I've been doing interviews on the subject of sex for several months, I realized that over and over again, one phrase, aggressive woman, provoked, supercharged, emotional response, particularly from women. A surprising number of women feel deeply that if they take the initiative and let a husband or lover know what they want, they're sure to be seen as threatening, unfeminine, aggressive, pushy, a turnoff, a police. The man who did 9 years of research before writing The Neighbor's Wife disagrees. In an interview in Self magazine, he states, "Men need help. A lot of them are passive. I think most men would welcome more sexually aggressive women. A woman who's uninhibited about taking charge of her own sexual pleasure and his, whether by making the initial approach socially or being assertive in the sex act itself." There's a boon to a man, not a threat. Furthermore, he adds, many women feel that a man will be threatened if they are assertive or make the first move sexually. If she's subtle and intelligent about it, no man should ever feel threatened. If he does, he's a man who's more comfortable putting the blame on women instead of where it belongs, on himself. Almost all the men I spoke with agreed with Mr. Talese, a well-known, highly experienced film producer, claims, "I like an aggressive woman. To me, aggressiveness means self-assurance, action, a lack of passivity, a forward kind of thinking, and that's a definite plus. Where I think that thing gets into trouble is when a woman tries to become the dominating figure in a relationship. She can be dominant some of the time, but there's just got to be a healthy balance." An executive at a Midwestern retail chain who has been joyfully married for 8 years to, as he puts it, a woman that most people would call profoundly aggressive, defined an aggressive female as any woman who has a sense of herself, and you know, that's a positive attribute. The word aggressive, as it pertains to women, he suggests, is used by men for the wrong reason. It's basically not the idea of an aggressive woman that scares men to death. It's the woman who will not play a traditional role of passivity. The word aggressive today is a catchword, and it is hiding the basic fright of dealing with a woman who is an equal partner. Exactly how do you go about letting a man know what you want and try to give him what you suspect he wants without being negatively aggressive or acting pushy? You do it by using intelligence, sensitivity, subtlety, and femininity. This emphatically means that you do not pretend, tease, manipulate, submit, or play any roles. You are the essence of female, the essence of yourself, because ultimately the male's physiological and psychological response is dependent on femaleness. He can't be ready for lovemaking unless he is stimulated by a female presence. One man said it this way: I want to go to bed with a feminine woman, and she can be aggressive. That's the way of being aggressive. A female kind of aggressive is really a new way of stating that a modern woman can be seductive. And it's wonderful. There's a kind of male aggressive which is tough and dominating, and which can also be interesting. But if that was what I was looking for, I'd go to bed with a man. Men say that one of the best ways a woman can indicate she's interested is to look at a man directly. This may seem like a simple gesture, but many women find it extremely difficult to do. Many women shy away from direct eye contact with a man because they feel there's something brazen about it. Many a man feel that a woman who looks his way and holds the look is making an initial contact in a very seductive way. There's another term for this kind of direct look: bedroom eyes. A woman who catches my eyes is saying, "I'd like to get to know you better," states one man. "If I'm interested, I can easily find some excuse to talk to her. I ask her for a drink. And if I'm not interested, I just look in the other direction. No one is hurt. No one feels rejected." When it comes to eye contact, men note that if you look at them directly, you're paying a compliment, especially if you add a smile. If you look in a man's eyes and then zero in on the crotch, that's going too far. It's not seductive. It's just plain vulgar. Another way to show you're interested is simply by talking to him. One clever woman I talked with suggested using a trick that femmes fatales do. Keep your hand and body completely still and focus in on him with your eyes. You don't have to wait until he talks to you first. Start up a conversation related directly to the situation at hand. Don't talk about your Kim, what he thinks of that painting in the corner, or the hors d'oeuvres that are being served. Or tell him that you like the cologne he's wearing. What's the name of it? Another sexy woman believes that talking about work when you've just met someone can send him flying in the other direction. Ask him who cuts his hair, she advises. It's safer. Another approach men say can be seductive is to use old cliches, opening lines that can humorously lead the way to a future conversation. May I offer you a light? What a man usually says to a woman: turn the tables and try it out on him. Other old standbys that have worked are: I'd love to buy you a cup of coffee, or can I buy you a drink? Just remember to keep the comment appropriate to the occasion. I once found myself at a dreadful cocktail party in a tacky motel bar. A woman executive told me, in desperation, I turned to the only interesting looking man in the room and asked, "What's a nice guy like you going in a place like this?" 4 years later, we're still friends. Now, I agree with some of that information, and some of it I don't. I mean, yeah, the crotch part, absolutely no. But then there are some guys that will come up and, you know, touch you way too much on first encounter. I totally agree with the eyes. In my younger days and my better days, I was always accused of having bedroom eyes. And I don't even know, I wasn't even trying to do that. But in those days, I had long, curly eyelashes, big, bright, pretty brown eyes. And, you know, when I got a little tipsy, they did get a little sleepy looking, and I guess men took that as bedroom. But anyway, so goes this material that men like aggressive. Now, when do you cross the line and go from being alluringly, sexually, intuitively aggressive to downright pushy, bossy, and all of that? How do you know? If you're not a person who has the ability to read people on onset, thank God some people, including myself, can do a pretty good read on a person after a few minutes without even trying. Don't even have a desire to do that. But 9 times out of 10, I'm right on the money. But at any rate, one other trick to letting a man know that he is the object of your interest is to put yourself in close physical proximity to him. Gently invade his space. A seductive woman describes this approach at a party. Just keep putting yourself near him, and all the while, keep concentrating on something else. A person, a painting, a shelf of books. Finally, you work it so that you're sitting next to him or standing by him, and you're just a shade too close. You are directly invading his personal territory. You know how pigeons are all perfectly spaced when you see them perched on telephone poles? If one moves, then the whole pattern is upset. You're the one who's upsetting the pattern to get his attention. You feel it, and if he's interested, he'll respond. A more daring, more imaginative way of suggesting to a man that you're delighted at the idea of knowing him better is to send him something. Flowers or plants can often be the perfect way to say what you find difficult to express verbally. A magazine editor who felt uneasy about calling a man directly sent a single bone stem Gloriana lily with a card inviting the doctor she'd recently met to dinner. He found the gesture very seductive. This was the first time a woman had sent me flowers, or rather a flower, and I liked it very much. It made me think she's unusual. She does the unexpected. It was the perfect touch. Whatever you send, it should show imagination and be personal. Freshly baked muffins or banana bread dropped off at his office in time for the mid-morning coffee break, especially ground and blended coffee for a coffee lover, a late-night special delivery ice cream, or a sweet treat, a poster from an art exhibition for an art lover, homemade linguine for the pasta lover. The list of ideas is endless. Well, I think all of that kind of depends on the person. I think that kind of depends on the man. Now, if you just meet the man and he didn't tell you that he was against all of that stuff that they just mentioned, then maybe you could try some of that. But if you've met a cat and he told you, I don't like this, I don't do that, I don't want to talk about this, you know, on and on, I'm going to get go. And all those things might have been on that list of I don't do and I don't like, then you would kind of be out of ideas right out of the gate. If you're with a person who doesn't like sleep, who's really not into art, who's not into pasta, who's not into carbs, who's not a flower person, who doesn't like plants, I mean, you know what I mean? You get the idea. But what you send and how you send it, mail, messenger, UPS, local boy or girl, even carrier pigeons, shows what kind of person you are and that you've taken the time to think about what kind of man he is. These are the kind of gestures that aren't aggressive. They are endearing. Men are very definite in their options about what is anti-seductive. Gestures and attitudes that are too crude, too obvious, too insensitive produce a highly negative effect that men label aggressive and pushy. The men I polled said that the following are major turnoffs to the woman who is constantly putting pressure on a man. She does all the calling and all the pursuing. What's left for him to do? Find another woman who will let him be responsible, at least in part, for the relationship. A relationship involves two people, both working to make something happen between them right from the beginning. And now, I will agree with that. I will agree that the woman should not be doing more calling than a man. The woman should not be doing more chasing than the man. The woman should not be making more approaches toward him than he's making toward her, because men don't like to be crowded. They don't like to be pursued like your desperado. They don't like that. We might think it's a come on. And as women, young women especially, we like to always be talking to him and looking at him and holding his hand and hugging him and kissing him and all this stuff when we first start out. We just like a lot of physical contact. But men and even young men, they go through a phase of that. But then after a while, I believe it starts to get on their nerves. That's just my personal opinion. Every time I've asked a man about that, they always say, "Oh, no, honey." I've even talked to my grandsons and my sons about it. No, grandma. No, mama. That's not the case. But I don't know, it's just something deep within me that tells me that if we start out being really, you know, clingy, pushy, you know, demanding a lot of time in their space, it can be a turnoff and it can have the exact opposite effects of what you might be hoping for. She's the kind of woman men find most unappealing. I don't know what's happening for some women, but I find I'm assaulted right on the crotch. Maybe it's women's lips and they think they should be very direct. I don't like it. Why doesn't she just slip her hand in my pocket instead? If she's going in that direction, that's one man. Another suggests, I don't want my girlfriend to treat me like a sex object, just a feathery gesture at first, and then maybe another light touch so that I'm pretty clear on what her motives are. That's okay with me. But I don't want her to go straight to the point so fast. So even though there are a lot of people, there are a lot of women, especially young women, who from the moment they meet until the relationship is intimate, is very short. And these 200 men that this woman interviewed are saying that they don't like the crotch grabbers. They don't like a woman constantly, you know, fondling their crotch. They don't want her just going there right away. You know, they will feel better if you put your hand in their pocket. So for those of you who are going right for the crotch, you know, I'm not a big crotch fanatic myself. I don't like to do that privately or publicly, but, you know, I will do what is necessary to have a good relationship. But if I never touched one in my life, I would be perfectly happy. The draper, this is the woman who drapes herself in public over a man's neck, shoulders, wherever. Even if I were very turned on to a woman and she came over to me and hung on me in a suggestive way, when there were other people present, I don't think I could respond. It's just not a pretty way to act, stated one man. And I would have to agree with that, too. I mean, if some person was groping me in public, I would have a problem with that. If some person was all over me and, you know, all in my face and all in my space and all that, I would have a problem with that. The lap sitter, she is closely related to the draper. Any woman who comes and sits on my lap at a party embarrasses me, claims one man, and many others agree. Maybe it's because I'm afraid I'll get a hard-on, but more probably it's because I think a woman's being too pushy. It's a different story if we're just a home alone and the girl I'm involved with makes herself cozy in my lap. I love that, he said. So, okay, if you're privately interacting and cozying up and cuddling up with each other for, you know, some men, for the woman to sit on their lap in private. Those of you who are sitting on laps in public, stop it. They don't like it. It's embarrassing. They're afraid you're going to make their penises get hard. Don't do that. If you like a guy, don't show him all that kind of affection, hanging all over him like a drape around his neck or whatever, sitting on his lap, groping his crotch, all that stuff. Don't do it. Men don't like it. Kissing can be affectionate, friendly, romantic, sensual, even erotic. Kiss is a meeting of two pairs of lips. If one of those pairs is overly insistent, that's a pushy kisser, a tentative woman. Now, briefly touching on this pushy kisser, you know, if you are so insistent and the man might be just trying to give you a friend a little, you know, touching your lips together and no serious parting of lip or tongue exchange or none of that kind of stuff, and you're just trying to break into the man's mouth with your tongue and you about to pull his tongue out of his mouth and take it as part of your mouth, you know what I mean? They're saying they don't like that either, you know what I mean? So follow the lead of men in some places. You know, be sensitive. Be alert. Be watchful. You know, be intuitive. Women are supposed to have intuition about things. Listen for that intuition. You know what I mean? Don't be a draper. Don't be a lap sitter. Don't be a pushy kisser. Don't be a crotch grabber. Don't be all these things because men don't like it. We might think they do. We might think it makes them really sexy. They don't think that. So you're in that arena by yourself. She's the one who comes across as lacking self-assurance and self-confidence. Tell women not to be tentative or timid about what they're doing or what they're saying when they're with a man. It makes a man feel that a woman is ambivalent about what she's doing. It makes the man say what she's doing and maybe that she feels she shouldn't be there because she's doing something bad, advised one bachelor. A woman who isn't clear about the fact that she's doing the right thing transmits that uneasy feeling to her partner. And it's usually the opposite of what she's hoping to achieve. Tis for the person who is, you know, overly cautious, if you will, seemingly not self-assured, feeling that everything she's doing is wrong, you know what I mean? Not clear about what the signal she's getting. I mean, that woman is coming across in a bad way. You know, men are not turned on by timid, lacking self-assurance or self-confident type females. And the last one for this will be the bad timer. There's one last trait too often found among women as a completely counter-seductive and seems to be a universal problem for men. It's the lack of a sense of timing. No matter what your approach, It will never work if you're insensitive to your man's need at the moment. You may be a subtle and romantic and provocative as any man could wish, but when he's off to a football game or workout at the gym or an appointment with a car salesman, if he's like most of his sex, he won't be interested. He has other things on his mind. Put yourself in his place. If you were going out to a museum or shopping with your best friend, will you cancel out if your man wanted to make love to you? You might, or you might not. But that seems to be one of the interesting differences between men and women. Women might cancel even if the timing is not right for her, because we're like that. We're very accommodating, sometimes too darn accommodating. But men, they're not like that. If they're trying to watch a game or they're trying to watch one of their favorite pictures and you get horny and you're trying to kiss on them and you're trying to do this or that or the other, he might get very aggressive in getting you out of his space. So he's trying to watch a game, or you're making him miss the score, or you're making him miss some highlight, or you walking across and standing in front of the TV or whatever and trying to get his undivided attention. His undivided attention is on the football game or on his favorite TV show, or on something that he's getting ready to do with his homies or his homette, you know what I mean? That's not the time to try to get all, because it ain't going to work. If your timing is off, you might as well cancel that, you know what I mean? If he's got his eyes peeled on something and you're trying to talk to him and he's not even looking at you when you're talking to him, not the right time, so squash that. Well, we talked about a lot of different things in that review, and at some point in time we might come back to this great book, but tonight we were talking about aggressiveness and all of the things that are involved in that space, aggressiveness. Remember, ladies, it's good to be aggressive at some time, but you got to know the right time. This is Becky. I am the host of Becky Book Amelia Book Club, Dana P. Speaks Network Talk Live Radio Show. And I will be here Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you enjoyed this talk on aggression, still from How to Make a Man, How to Make Love to a Man. Remember, not someone else's man, not just any man, but your man. Talking about that, how to interact and not be too aggressive or too timid or too whatever with your man. Alrighty, have a good night. Hope you enjoyed the show. Good night, all.